save Earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Christopher Barr, not a doc, is going to be joining us in a little while. We're talking about what happened, well, of course, April 15th every year. We call it Taxpayer Slavery Day. Last hour with Michael Badnarik gave you some insight that maybe you haven't heard before, maybe you have, and will reinforce your belief in liberty and your God-given rights. And another thing that happened April 15th, 103 years ago or so? Antoine Béchamp, the law of the terrain, the milieu, the environment, all of these things we talk about here extensively every week and five additional days of the week on Robert Scott Bell Show, that it is not the germ that causes disease. It is the terrain and an imbalanced, nutritionally deficient, toxic terrain that gives rise to life forms that may not be as helpful to you as you would like those microbes to be, because indeed we are reliant wholly upon them for our life. Yes, that's right, for our digestive processes, for the production of brain chemicals, for our immune system. Yet because we've adopted the germ theory, the criminal Louis Pasteur and his idea that it is the germ that we've got to look out for, we've adopted a warfaring mentality on planet Earth here in the West, where we have the right to kill without discrimination because, hey, it could have been us first. You don't know. That microbe could have jumped out of my neighbor's lawn, just like the terrorist that jumps out of the woodwork that we might have a hand in creating by simply occupying lands that we don't have a constitutional right to occupy foreign lands, do we? Are we supposed to be empire of the world? It is the Ron Paul Taxpayer Freedom In It to Win It Money Bomb Day. And I've got that linked up at robertscottbell.com as well. We're going to talk about the law of the terrain, the gut health, cancer prevention, lung disorders, sun damage, chemical diabetes, and more. And if you'd like to be part of the program live on the air, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And if you're too bashful to call up live, call me up and leave me a message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And that will get to the Robert Scott Bell Show eventually. All kinds of cool stuff happening here. Now, why is maintaining a healthy gut crucial to preventing cancer? This is a great story through Natural News. You know, our weekday show through naturalnewsradio.com is sensational. 5 days a week in addition to this one. Maintaining a healthy gut, critical. Critical to preventing cancer. Imagine that. Now, you think about this. When you have a healthy gut lining, it allows in only that which is supposed to get into the body from the outside world. It protects you from those things that should not be getting in. How does it do that? Well, there's a physical barrier, for one. Secondarily, or more primary to that even, there's a microbial flora that defends the healthy terrain or balance. Says, you're not getting in here, you bad guys. We're gonna overwhelm you with our goodness, our bacterial goodness. And, of course, the very first thing we do in our existence in the Western world of planet Earth is we attack and destroy the integrity of the gut, not only ecology, but the lining itself, that defensive barrier from the outside world to the inside world, known as our epithelial gut lining. That, you know that thing? Goes from the mouth to the planet Uranus, as I like to joke. And that is our protective barrier. Now, vaccines are the first thing that do the great damage. the first thing that does the great damage. And those vaccines destroy the lining of the gut. They do, of course, upset intestinal flora, much like antibiotics do, but antibiotics are much more direct in their napalm-like effect on the gastrointestinal system. But modern medicine, you say God bless them when they're doing the intervention that's appropriate to save your life, like in emergency trauma medicine. Like last week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I had Dr. Mark Chait, my dear friend, a pediatric surgeon. When you need surgical intervention for life-saving procedures, you're glad that it's there. But the 90% other things that modern medicine does is actually maybe facilitates the need for surgery later by destroying your gut. For instance, vaccines, antibiotics, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, you name it. And, of course, the what we call those gastrointestinal docs that love to give you antibiotic and another one until they don't work, and then they give you steroidal-type family medicines like prednisone. And when those things stop working because they have to keep giving you more because of the feedback loop, they then send you to their specialist, further specialist, called the colorectal surgeons. And they will start cutting out your body parts like you didn't need them, like they were somehow redundant. Yeah, that part of your small intestine, who needed that? Why did God put that there? Who needs it? Or parts of your colon. Then you wear external bags, colostomy bags. And so all of these things are based on the warfare machinery designed, if you will, purposefully and unintentionally, stupidly, ignorantly, whatever, arrogantly, by Louis Pasteur and his loyal followers, the cult of modern medicine. Now, had they listened to Antoine Béchamp instead of stealing from him and bastardizing what he found out, according also to Claude Bernard, the French physiologist, we would be in much better shape. We would understand the law of the terrain. We would understand that it is the terrain, the milieu, the environment that determines health or disease and not the pathogen. And then we would, if we've just woken up to this reality, we might do something like the silver hydrosol, the bioactive silver hydrosol protocol with aloe vera juice to drive the silver into the gut where it normally wouldn't get or you wouldn't normally want it, to eradicate microbial infection, overgrowth of whether they be viral, bacterial, or even fungal things like yeast, right? Candida albicans, we can cleanse that out with the silver and aloe combined. Take an ounce together three times a day for your typical adult. If you're a smaller adult or child, less at a time, but together. Drink it straight down three times a day. At night, do your probiotic replenishment. You can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. I'm telling you, it is life-transforming because it will facilitate the healing of tissue. You could take your glutamine, your L-glutamine. You can do other things, including homeopathic medicine, which I've talked about, which I do every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show through the Healing Revolution Fridays with Dr. Frank King from King Bio. Go back and listen. There are hundreds of hours of brilliant archived materials downloadable for free through Natural News Radio. Those links are available as well through robertscottbell.com. Lots of healing available to you. The federal government that basically mandates, if you will, participation in with Obamacare, if not deemed unconstitutional, and whether the Supreme Court deems it that or not, you have a right and obligation to deem it unconstitutional in your own life and to nullify it per the 10th Amendment or per your higher creation, if you will, your higher relationship to that which created you, which is not subjected or subjugated by the enslavement mentality of a federal government that says you are our property, like your children, who would then be kidnapped from you if you don't vaccinate or antibiotic or chemotherapize them upon discovery of cancer. Because why? You dutifully took your child to see a pediatric doctor who is licensed by the state, sanctioned by government, who once says you're not participating in the way I want you to participate, I will call another government agency on you and have them steal your children, kidnap your children from you because you are medically neglectful, as they say, despite the fact that your participation is evidence of assault, not neglect, and that you don't want to participate is sanity. Unless, of course, there is a life-threatening emergency that it is appropriate for allopathic intervention. Now, that should be up to you, and that should be between you and the doctor of your choosing, not the doctor of choosing of Barack Obama or George Bush before him or Mitt Romney after him. And only Ron Paul running for president right now seems to understand that. Perhaps Gary Johnson to a degree as well, on the libertarian side of things. But there is an in-it-to-win-it money bomb today for Ron Paul. And I would urge you Even if you think he doesn't have a snowball's chance in whatever, never tell me the odds for the seeds planted for liberty. Maybe you don't want them. Maybe you want it for your kids or their kids. Let your kids not look at you and spit upon your grave that you didn't do everything within your power to restore the terrain, the healthy terrain milieu or environment for liberty. Because it doesn't exist in a vacuum. It doesn't exist by magic either. Liberty requires you to live it. Liberty requires you to defend it against those who would run roughshod over it, whether it be through medical drugs and mandated medicine. That is the so-called Affordable Portable Care Act, right? Which is Obamacare, which really was a Republican idea long before it was a Democrat idea. And that's the stunning revelation that you recognize here because you've woken to see the reality. You're no longer a sleeping sheeple. You listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you know there's no real difference between Republicans and Democrats. Ron Paul, of course, accepted, and some other liberty candidates that are coming up in the ranks here. And you will not be duped again. And you recognize that in order to awaken the population, if you'd like that to be the case, you must first awaken yourself or allow yourself to be awakened, then live differently according to that new awakened consciousness or state. And we're here simply to remind you that and support that. If you love liberty, you will live it. You will live it. And you will also help your liberty detoxify from the poisons that those who have been enslaved by federal government mandated medicine. Obamacare is not a civil right. That is the right to destroy yourself or the abdication of your right to defend yourself against federal intrusion on your body and the body of your children. We got lots more healing. We'll try and get Christopher Barr on the line with us after this break. Say thanks to our sponsors. The Robert Scott Bell Show is here for you at robertscottbell.com. Right back after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is April 13th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,672. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,713.60, $856.80 for a half ounce, and $428.40 for a quarter ounce. $1,713.60, $856.80, and $428.40.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355. 213-405-5355 or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got him. We got him. And there's a lot of good things to talk about besides Taxpayer Slavery Day. April 15th here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we did that extensively with Michael Badnarik last hour. And right now, not a doc. Yeah, notadoc.org. I've got the link ups to the articles I want you to read about the man we should be talking about, and we are going to talk about right now. His name is Antoine Béchamp, and Christopher Barr will tell us why we should be talking about him today. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, you know, if we just follow the principles that he established for what constitutes life, what causes disease and death, which he established in solid, detailed scientific research over more than half a century, we could shut down 90% of the hospitals, and maybe more than that. You know, it's amazing that this man who died on the 15th of April, just a few years before the tax amendment statute, and when he died, it was noted by notable organizations. You know, the highest French publication had noted of him, get the exact quote here, "Those of his acquaintance who cared for him and were about him know that he never doubted that one day justice would be rendered him." That was the Moniteur Scientifique. And then Nature, which was even then a prestigious journal, as it is now, they noted that he was insured, that Dr. Béchamp was, quote, "an honorable place among the founders of biological chemistry." Now, more than 100 years later, he's still not known by hardly anyone. Those few of us who know his work see what others call miracles on almost a routine basis by applying the truth of the terrain of what you do to take care of your body, what you put into it. I think the best definition from Béchamp was that life consists of digestion, assimilation, disassimilation, and excretion, and that any interruption in any one part or more of those results in lack of energy, disease, and finally death. So we largely control our fates, as it were. It's really not fate, it's whether you take personal responsibility for what you put in your mouth. And yeah, you were talking about probiotics earlier, which addresses digestion, assimilation, disassimilation, and excretion. All four.
Yes,
so yes, no wonder it's so important.
Well, I think one thing that people will, they'll understand, like assimilation, excretion, and, you know, that. But disassimilation might be a new word for some people.
Well, the assimilation is getting into your system that which is digested. But disassimilation is getting out the metabolic waste byproducts so that they can be excreted or disposed of. And, you know, so there's a lymphatic system operation, which is largely part of disassimilation, which, again, hardly anyone knows about the lymph system, which is actually more important than any other system in the body. There's more lymphatic circulation than there is blood circulation. It shadows the blood to take out the metabolic waste products, and it gets stagnated by, well, stagnant living,
yes,
bad eating habits, bad thinking processes, stress, anger. All of these things slow down or shut down the lymphatics. And when you understand Béchamp's work and the lymphatic system, you have virtually the answer to just about any problem physically and even mentally to a large extent.
Yeah, I've told this story on the air, but I wanted you to talk about it as well, because I agree, the lymphatic system is so overlooked. In fact, there's so many times where I'll see somebody come to me and they have like skin rashes right around some key lymphatic points, and it's like immediately you come to this conclusion. The body is desperately trying to get some things working and getting it out, and it's kind of the stasis, the stuckness. I had a guy that I met at a dental office the other day, a friend who's a toxicologist and a dentist, does mercury-free toxic, get the mercury out kind of thing. And she basically removed kind of a lot of the mercury there over an area of the teeth where the lymphatic system, they developed a lesion type of cancerous tumor. Now, he had lost his insurance a day before he got diagnosed with a cancerous tumor. And I said, God must have been smiling on you, because had you had insurance, you'd have been sent to Sloan Kettering, radiated, surgically removed, destroyed chemically. And he wasn't, and he didn't, and he was alive and on his way to recovery simply because he didn't have what Kathleen Sebelius says is a civil right. We must have government-sanctioned medicine. And so this idea of clearing the terrain comes all the more important as I saw this guy on the road to recovery.
Yes, absolutely. And that, you know, lymphatic, you know why there's no lymphatic knowledge, Robert? Because there are no lymphatic drugs. That's the bottom line. The number one textbook of every medical school for more than half a century has been Guyton's textbook of medical physiology. Guyton was a lymphologist, was an elite member of a small professional group, the International Society of Lymphology. There's an extensive, detailed section in that medical textbook on the lymphatic system. In medical school, they don't even spend one session on that chapter other than to note the lymphatic system consists of, and then they move onward. And that chapter notes the importance for energy, for life, for how to maintain health and get rid of disease. It's right in the medical schools, and they ignore it because there are no drugs for the lymphatic system. And that's the bottom line.
But there are techniques and there are nutrients. There are certain things we can do to get the lymphatic system moving again to prevent all of these so-called diseases, which is the imbalance of the terrain, rather than, oh, my gosh, it's a microbe that's come to kill us.
Yes, absolutely. Deep breathing, that's free. You don't have to buy it. You can do it while you're driving down the road, doing the dishes, sitting on the couch watching television or, you know, playing video games. Other ways that people waste their life, they can actually practice deep breathing. That stimulates lymphatics. Getting on a mini trampoline for 15 to 20 minutes a day and just lightly bouncing. You don't have to work out and get all tuckered out. That activates lymphatics. Good thought process, clearing anger from your mind, or meditation, those things all increase, and those are all free. Now, of course, you can get selenium, you can get chromium, which will also activate the lymphatic system. You know, so you can do other things that are important also, but there's a lot of free things that could be done. Again, that's why you don't hear about them, because nobody can make any money off of them, so you don't hear about them.
Well, and that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's why we have our dear friend Christopher Barr. He's known as Not a Doc, notadoc.org. I've got the show notes linking to a couple of articles specific to Antoine Vachon on this April the 15th that we try to do every year around this time. And this is a guy, as I said, we should be taught. I wish this should be an elementary school. I mean, if you do government schools, you can't expect them to do much. I realize that. But, man, bring them home and start reading about this guy. You'll change the world almost in a day the moment you start seeing these things in this way.
Yes, absolutely. You know, people are, you know, moaning about tax day. Well, think about this guy who spent, well, until his 93rd year, 60 years in the lab, 70 years actually, in the laboratories, and having his work stolen by someone who didn't understand it, Louis Pasteur, who rewrote it to take credit for it in a way that was essentially erroneous, but with enough truth to get some results.
Yes.
That's why we have modern medicine today. There's enough truth there to get some.
Chris, we got to come back from the break in a moment, so we're going to take a break. Chris Barr is with us. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online online at affinityhealthproducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, healthproducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
How does the law of the terrain impact young teens who are now showing signs of sun damage? There's a story through U.S. News and World Report. I've got it linked up at robertscadbell.com saying, oh, my gosh, the teens are all showing sun damage. Well, what did the sun get more, like, dangerous or more powerful? What happened here? Could it be that the terrain of these little kids and teens has been impacted by the terrain of their parents and their parents before them? Are we seeing generational declines of nutrient integrity? Have we switched from whole foods to refined foods? And could that be the reason why we are dealing with oxidative damage like never before? Chris Barr joins me now. We talk Law of the Terrain, Antoine Béchamp, on this April 15th episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show. What do you think, Chris?
Well, absolutely, that's the issue, Robert. It's so easy to document when you know the work of Béchamp and when you understand whole food nutrition, especially specific to minerals. You know, each generation for the last 100 years, 4 to 5 generations, depending on how you count a generation, has started with less and less nutrition, so they're running out faster and faster. 100 years ago, the white refined substances of flour and sugar constituted 10 to 20 pounds per person per year. Today, it's more than 150 pounds per person per year. Okay, so all of those sugars and grains, that were mineral rich have had more than 90% of all of the nutrition removed in the refining process. So each generation passes on a deficit more reduced than the previous generation. So they're running out faster and faster. And now it's so low that they're even showing damages before they reach adulthood. Perfect example is diabetes, in which the diabetes type 2, that for 100 years has been called adult onset, they're now scrubbing that out of the lexicon, no longer calling it adult onset. Why? Because the fastest growing segment of type 2 diabetics is children between the ages of 5 and 17. They're not even adults yet, and they have adult onset diabetes. So they're taking the adult onset out, cleaning up the definition rather than fixing the problem. Stop removing the chromium from the foods.
Here's what they're doing, Chris. They're basically taking childhood away from childhood because they're increasing the endocrine-disrupting substances, the synthetics, like the phthalates. Here's a story, and I sent this to you as well. They're saying a chemical commonly used in cosmetics and plastics could increase the likelihood of type 2 diabetes, according to a study. Of course, they're talking about phthalates. Part of the reason they could say it's not adult onset, well, they would just say kids are turning into adults at 7, 8 years of age because of these endocrine-disrupting compounds.
Yes, and the FDA, I believe it was just 2 weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, just denied the removal of phthalates. They didn't say they don't cause the problem. They just said they weren't going to change the standards on what is documented to be a problem. They're just going to leave things as they are as children begin to deteriorate into adult deterioration before they ever become adults.
Well, and of course, with these phthalates, these are often fat-soluble, interact, and of course, a lot of your hormones depending upon healthy fats in the body. And you can't, you're not detoxifying or disassimilating them, then detoxifying or excreting them. The body's trying to throw it out. The lymphatic stasis we talked about previously. I mean, all of these things are coming together to warp the terrain. As Chris says, as I say for all the time, it's not just within one lifetime. It's generational declines. Weston Price saw this as well, as he saw these native diets being abandoned and what was happening to the integrity of the health of the people there.
Yes, and then you have the combination of not only the lack of essential fats, but you have excessive fat content in the diet of bad fats, and that's where these chemicals accumulate. So you have more accumulation of more bad chemicals because you have more bad fats and less good fats.
Yep. Well, we're going to increase those and a lot more good healing that we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Christopher Barr, my guest here on the special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you'd like to be a part of the show, it is 800-259-5791. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to our sponsors. Coming back more with Chris Barr after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the links to today's show are up at robertscottbell.com, including to my dear friend Christopher Barr, notadoc.org, including great articles about Antoine Béchamp. Also, great, you'll see some banners on robertscottbell.com. Please do click them. Say thanks for supporting this message of health, freedom, liberty, like nowhere else in media. We appreciate them, including Shentrition, the Adaptogenics and Superfood Combination, Immune Tree Colostrum. Of course, Interfood, ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Also, Jonathan Nemord's great book on Restoring the Republic. And there's so many good things, including the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous Seminar. John Rappaport and I did 10-plus hours of downloadable audio. Incredible stuff. And this kind of ties in with this next story, Chris, and the terrain. This is about the whooping cough vaccine. Oops, it didn't work. We didn't bother to check. Why should we? We're GlaxoSmithKline.
Yes. Well, those of us in the know have known that vaccines don't work, whether it's that one or any other one. In fact, that was the primary cause of the great so-called Spanish flu in 1918, was when they first dissipated that upon the world in massive quantities at the end of World War One. So it's, not only has it never worked, but it's actually caused disease, and the body has adapted to it so that it doesn't cause as much disease. But it never did prevent. You know, that was always a lie. Oh, I don't know why they're admitting it now, but, you know, they're only 100 years or 96 years too late.
Right. Well, going back to Jenner, I mean, the pressure's on now because more people are awakening due to the unfortunate damage that is occurring to children more and more. And this sort of relates to what that we just talked about with the sun damage issue. We're seeing a generational decline where you said it right. We used to be able to adapt a little bit because we had some level of resilience. We had mineral content in the body and the food, et cetera. We could counteract a lot of assaults, but we're less able to withstand any of this as children now being born, many deficiencies because of the generational decline. Again, law of the terrain.
Yes, and it's amazing how much better you can fight without the assaults. You know, I've actually had an actual medically documented whooping cough case about a year ago with an individual who had learned enough from me not to vaccinate his children. And a year-old baby that was diagnosed with whooping cough, and, of course, the doctor's immediate response was to put him on steroids, and one dose of steroids. I mean, how irresponsible is that to put steroids into a 12-month-old?
Incredible.
But one dose caused convulsions. The parents called, and I told them, Lobelia, get that baby on Lobelia now. You know, 5 or 10 drops every hour. And within, you know, 2 doses, the coughing had already subsided. Within 6 hours, the breathing was returning to normal, and they had knocked out a medically documented case of whooping cough in less than a day by utilizing herbs, and specifically because this baby was not compromised with all kinds of medications and vaccines. So it was able to be helpful enough to have the helpful herbs respond very quickly to a medically documented whooping cough.
Of course, Chris, our wise medical overlords will say, oh, not Lobelia, it's one of the Dirty Dozen. Consumer Reports says it's going to kill you.
Well, they've been after it for more than 200 years, and they haven't succeeded yet, thankfully. You know, I've used Lobelia myself with my own little babies on the rare occasion they had any lung issues, seen it work. I've used it with little tiny babies, less than a year old, up to men 95 years of age, always with amazing results. You know, they don't like it because it works, and it works better than anything that they have to work with. So they put all kinds of scare stories out about it, but no one has used Lobelia more than I have, and I've never seen a bad reaction to Lobelia, you know, as they try to tell us in the literature that it might hurt you. They tell you it could cause convulsions, and yet their steroids cause immediate convulsions in this little tiny baby. So,
well, exactly. And, you know, you use dose specific to the weight or size of anything. I mean, there's only common sense here, but the wise overlords in federal government and medicine can't give you the credit that you deserve that you can say, I can figure out, talk, read, learn about these things. And, of course, the things they most attack, as you said so well, are the things that work the most efficiently, the best, because they are the greatest threat to the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the artificial medical monopoly born out of the Flexner Report of 1910, a couple of years, I believe, after the passing of Antoine Béchamp, who we started talking about this hour.
It was actually commissioned the year that he died, and it took a whole year of their doing this nonsense to then come out in 1910, yes, two years after his death with this report, which was just a con to get people, to get the government and industry to support one another in promoting drugs and hospitals as the primary system of health care, which isn't health care, it's sick care.
Chris, back after this to wrap up the Robert Scadbell Show this week. Boy, oh boy, the healing we've got left for you. Don't go anywhere. Back after this.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Hey, would you like to meet Christopher Barr? In person! Yes, inhuman! No, he's not inhuman. He's human. He's great. He's wonderful. We love him. Chris is going to be at the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois. That happens June 15th through 17th. I'll be there. My superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff, will be there, as well as a lot of other cool teachers, talkers, healers, whatever, facilitators of your good health and terrain. We'll be there. Plan to go. HealthFreedomExpo.com. I have that linked up through the blog notes at RobertScottBell.com. Got a little bit more to talk about in terms of the lung issue. We mentioned the shot called the whooping cough vaccine not working. You mentioned lobelia. Some other things you've talked about over time to help with lungs with people in crisis.
Well, yes, especially when in crisis. You know, people who have lung issues often have a nebulizer, and if you have a problem in that area, until you fix the problem, strengthening the lungs, you should get one, because don't use the medications from the doctors, but you can utilize the silver hydrosol from natural immunogenics, sovereign silver, in place of the medication they normally put in those nebulizers, and it aerosolizes the silver into the lungs so that it, one thing it does is any infection that is present will be killed. And secondly, the sovereign silver is the only silver that also causes redifferentiation and dedifferentiation of cell. In other words, breaking down the bad tissue and reforming new healthy tissue. So in just a matter of a treatment or two, in most instances, with a nebulizer, nebulizing sovereign silver, you can eliminate a chronic lung problem that quickly, even quicker than lobelia will resolve it. Lobelia is for generalized strength and building up over time. But for immediate chronic issues, you're just not going to be sovereign silver nebulized into the lungs for an unhealthy chronic lung problem.
You remember our friend Joe from Abilene all those years ago calling us sort of out of the blue after hearing some of the shows, and he did exactly what you just described, and he had bronchitis that was treated with I think he had pneumonia, in fact.
He had pneumonia for six months, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he took Cipro. I mean, terrible, harsh antibiotics that couldn't lick it, and then just, again, applied his own personal responsibility, learned about sovereign silver, said, hey, well, that could work if I got it into my lungs. Well, I'll just nebulize it. He didn't have anybody tell him about it. He just figured it out. And 6 months of pneumonia disappeared in a day after two treatments of nebulizing sovereign silver. How could I forget that?
No, I know. It's awesome. But that's the whole thing. This message is one of health sovereignty. You know, we're not ones to say, you must do this. We're just getting the information out. You decide. Of course, our wise overlords at FDA, CDC, NIH, all of these people that want you to be medical slaves don't like you knowing this information. But sorry, this is where the First Amendment flows freely. Now, one of the things I want to wrap up with you, Chris, is about all the new latest fad diets. Now, some of them are rooted in real principle. You know, some of them have been called Paleolithic diets, or now the primal so-called way of eating is coming back. What these things, to me, have in common is going back to cleaner versions of foods. But now they're abandoning seemingly all grains. I wanted to get perspective on what you think, because right about in a lot of ancient historical texts, religious texts, Bible, etc., say grains are good. How do they become bad?
Well, they became bad for two reasons. One is the hybridization and change of the most popular commercial grains for commercial gain. So they've altered the structure of them so that they're unfamiliar. They're not the same as they used to be. Secondly, variety is the spice of life is an old expression. It also happens to be a scientific truth. Even if you have a good, healthful grain, and that's all you live on or predominantly what you live on, that can cause problems over time with not only the utilization of only one grain, but a lack of nutritional variety into the diet. So rather than responding historically and scientifically by getting a variety of grains and in ancient forms, for instance, wheat is commonly disked, and it's actually should be dissed because the wheat we consume today bears little or no resemblance to the wheat of 100 years ago. And even if it was the same wheat from 100 years ago, wheat has only entered the common dietary since the Industrial Revolution as the predominant grain. Prior to that, historically, man was raised first on spelt, which is a healthier, greater nutrient variety, and frankly, better tasting grain than wheat is, but it's harder to process, so they switched to wheat. So if we were to go back to spelt, rice, rye, and if you want to get some ancient wheat and utilize it as part of a variety rather than the predominant, then you would eliminate the vast majority of all the problems, and eventually when you restore the systems nutritionally, you get rid of all the problems, like the gluten intolerance is because of the change in the wheat. It's not because people suddenly couldn't handle gluten, it's because of the type of the wheat and the amount of gluten in the hybridized wheat that occurs.
Sure.
So variety is the key, and stop relying upon wheat, especially since the vast majority of the common variety really isn't fit for human consumption.
Sure. Remember, commercially grown means pesticides largely, also now genetically modified organisms, destruction of the soil so that the minerals that were once abundant in grains may not be as abundant in those that we're talking about here. That's why the variety, also going back to the organic, non-hybridized, with all express intent of balancing out all of those things. Because remember, the GTF chromium we talk about, Chris talks about prevention of diabetes, used to be basically in the grains, and it's devoid if it is at all, and then it's refined right out.
And how can I forget barley and millet? And barley,
yes,
is actually the highest chromium source amongst all the grains. And how often does anybody eat barley? You know, so that's another one that should be in the common mixture and isn't hardly ever consumed by anybody in this country.
Well, it's great perspective, Carissa, and I always count on you for that because you live it and you're out there sharing it and teaching it every day, and I appreciate you so much, and it's great to have you back on board, especially a day what we call Taxpayer Slavery Day, but it also, to me, is Antoine Bechon Day. We need to re-recognize the law of the terrain, and we can do that every time we get together.
Great. Thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you to Christopher Barr. You can meet him and many others, including RSB, your humble homeopath here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll be out there in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois, June 15th through 17th. Remember, New York City, June 29th and 30th for the Alive Foundation Awards Ceremony. Also, Autism One has a big event coming up in June as well in Chicago. But remember, in the meantime, no matter what, you can listen to this show and tell everybody about it. Why? Why would you do that? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.